Playing field here has been getting bigger rather than smaller for Republicans for months now. Places that aren't normally in play are coming into play.
Ah, yes, that is part of the talking heads over the weekend. That's Congressman Tom Cole, a guy I actually like, Republican from Oklahoma, who's saying, hey, look out, the pie is kind of splintered all over the place. And that's what he's talking about. Midterm elections, because here we are in March. There's all this conversation about 2016, but what about the midterm elections? Lots of seats, lots of possibilities, and he's right to say that. The getting your act together could never have been so much on the front burner for Republicans, especially with Hillary Clinton, if we were to jump ahead from what happens in the midterms, then to 2016, especially with Hillary Clinton, who is either playing coy or is maybe more on the fence than she's letting anyone know, because she keeps getting asked about running for president, and she pushes it off as, yeah, you know, we're deciding, and I find that so hard to believe. But there may be a reason for that, and, you know, who knows? So we think it's a done deal, but maybe it's not. And I think it's important what happens in these midterm elections, because that also builds up for what's going to be in store ultimately as it gets, as the race presses on for president next time around, because you know how quickly that all unravels, and then you start to get into the discussion about Rand Paul or Ted Cruz. They're all making those moves, doing the New Hampshire thing, courting the people they need to court, and also Bobby Jindal's doing the same thing. There's some people on the Republican bench that are looking ahead to what it could mean for them in some of these key stops. That's what you have to start to do. So they're starting to invite that. So it's gotten kind of interesting. I mean, clearly, Rand Paul has now become someone who is, I think, a factor for the next time around for Republicans. It's all about positioning, though. Where is he positioning himself? He's starting to turn more heads, and he's recently found himself in a situation where he's had a bump in popularity. And he talks about being sort of a libertarian, having a libertarian bent, and he's definitely provocative. He's one of the more interesting Republicans that we've seen as far as the new crop. And I would have to think he's there. If he wasn't there before, he's there now. Clearly he's there. His father ran. He knows all about it. And remember, his father ran for president in 88 as a Libertarian candidate. And, of course, in 2008, too. So he's got definitely has his own kind of distinctive way, and sometimes he actually takes on Republicans, and of course he takes on Democrats. That libertarian bent could help him with some independence. So with the right kind of questions and the things that he's saying, and I really think, and I've said this before, what you see is what you get with Rand Paul. I do. Other political pundits will say, well, sometimes he's unpredictable on some of the things that he talks about. But, you know, he's meeting with a lot of people, and he's speaking to a lot of people, people that voted for Obama in the last two elections, a lot of millennials, a lot of younger people. And that could be something that really helps him. In a recent CNN Ork International poll, he was at the top of a pretty crowded field of potential Republican presidential candidates with 16% support among Republicans. So that doesn't include anyone else. And anyway, that's always part of the scene on a Sunday, the Sunday morning talk shows. I call it the Sunday Swirl. That's always the conversation. What are the Republicans going to do? Another part of the conversation is, what is the government going to do with this Putin situation in the Ukraine? Because Putin seems like he's ready to bust a move and go deeper in. So it's not about the Crimea anymore. I got the beautiful region, and hey, there were a lot of people that wanted to nestle up to Mother Russia, whether that vote was legal or not, because it kind of depends on how you look at it. But for the Ukrainians, they have to be concerned after the Crimea was annexed, and now they're in a predicament where, what's NATO going to do? I mean, Russia is acting adversarial, not like a partner, on that eastern border. And there are pro-Russia rallies planned in southern and eastern Ukraine. So if you've got some of the top military brass saying, yeah, we got to watch this situation, I mean, this is a threat to the area, and it's a pretty sizable threat, then I'd say Russia's really thinking, or Putin, because it all comes down to Putin, is really thinking about, yeah, if things get out of hand, if it gives him a chance to slip in there, it's more than monitoring. It's more than security. It's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. And what happens this week? There's a bunch of meetings the president is going to be involved in. And the meetings, I am sure, will take on the slant of what's happening with the Ukraine. The president is in Brussels for the EU-US summit on the situation in the Ukraine. Specifically, that's what's going to be talked about there. And the Senate votes on a $1 billion loan to the Ukraine, and that's a big part of what will happen on Monday, kicking things off in Washington. So there could be, by midweek, some interesting developments that are kind of scary as to whether or not Russia decides, okay, we're going to isolate ourselves, if that's the way it's going to be, but we're willing to make that move. Or if they back off, and when I say they, it's really Putin. It comes down to Putin, where he moves the chess pieces on this. So you got the president, our president, meeting with the leaders of the G7 now, and that's what they're going to discuss. It wasn't supposed to be that way. Russia is excluded from the talks. They're on the sidelines of a nuclear summit in the Netherlands. So, you know, that planned EU-Russia summit has been canceled. So Moscow gets more isolated over what they're doing in the Ukraine. Can they really afford, can Putin really afford to continue to keep doing that? And do you think he does ultimately come up with that 1-2 punch and push it all the way through? Mudslide in Washington on a lot of people's radar. Very sad, the tales coming out of the Northwest. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, the missing Malaysian flight, Flight 370. Now we're past 2 weeks. What happens this week? In the third week, will they find that plane? More clues, lots of questions. 855-266-5283 if you want to chime in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Tonight, inviting you to remember, we do the cheap movie review at the tail end of the week. If you've seen a movie, send me your little review. Thumbs up, thumbs down, it can be that simple. And I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Because I know some of you are hanging out there, you get bored, you run to a movie, and maybe you see something that we should see that we haven't found. A lot of those independent films sometimes come out of nowhere. Or maybe it's better to watch it on video, but that's okay. Let us know if it's good to watch on video. I'll tell you, the relatives of the people in that Flight 370 wish they could be at a movie watching one with the people that have disappeared. It has to be the worst feeling in the world because you really are stuck in a very strange limbo. Imagine you get that phone call. Oh, my gosh, so-and-so was on the plane. I'm sorry to tell you. We don't know. We're trying to locate the plane right now. Or who knows how they would phrase that by the time they actually reach you, because by then the world has exploded with the knowledge of it, and nobody had a cell phone where they were calling anyone. So it wasn't like they were saying goodbyes or the plane's going down or there's some kind of terrorist or something's happening. It wasn't like 9/11. This plane just poof, that's it. So they keep talking about what happened with, now the plane might have dropped to 12,000 feet. First it goes up to 45,000 feet. Then you think, okay, the people are killed because they're knocked unconscious. Now they're talking about that the flight went down to 12,000 feet, which matches up with the people who say they saw a low flying plane in the Maldives on that island. They were talking about that. So it seems like we keep getting reports that just beg more questions and crazy twists in one of the wildest mysteries of a plane just disappearing in maybe aviation history. I mean, there's planes that have disappeared. Think Amelia Earhart, and when they always think they're finding her plane and what happened and all of that. But this is different with all the people, this commercial airliner, and it's just gone. It's just gone. So two objects that are pretty small are now being stalked by NASA at the International Space Station. They're trying to look to see if they can find anything. The crew of a Chinese plane searching for the flight spotted suspicious objects, that's what they're calling it, in the southern Indian Ocean. They say that there are two relatively big floating objects with many white smaller ones scattered in a radius of several miles. So they're passing on coordinates of the objects to the Australian folks off of Perth, and they're overseeing the search effort there. But the problem is, you know, that it gets darker, it's harder to get to them, and it's been days since the recent info from the satellites identifying objects in the water that could be related to the plane. It's focused on the search of that 1,500 miles southwest of Perth. Will it end up being pieces of the plane? If it's pieces of the plane, well, then you can guess what happened. But and when you're in the ocean, there's so many things that you have challenges with. I mean, it's nothing but a big, deep body of water, too, especially where we're talking about. And what are the pieces of this? Is it pieces of the 370 or not? And they've only got a couple of hours. You know, they go out there. They have the search planes. The ships are out there. They go out and they try to assist, but they have massive waves, high winds, currents, and they're worried, too. It's pushing the objects further away and further apart. So now by the time you get to them, are you anywhere near this plane? You have 9,000 feet below. It's some of the depths that you see in the Indian Ocean. So good luck if it's drifting far away. You have a mid-ocean ridge that is peaks and valleys, kind of like the Rocky Mountains, that could meet pinpointing the site of a possible wreckage much, much harder. So you have nothing but questions and very little answers. And the people, especially in Kuala Lumpur, are at their wit's end, and on the other side in China. In Beijing, because of that, it's disappeared. They want to know. They want to know what happened to the plane. And it's been 2 weeks. And nothing. They say Saturday they found a wooden pallet and strapping belts. And see, that makes you think a wooden pallet is pretty common in airlines. But they find that. They find randomly, they can find that in the ocean, too, with the different ships that go in the ocean and whatnot. So they can't for sure say that's it. They can't say that. They say that the plane, you remember this whole thing about the lithium ion batteries? They say that Malaysian Airlines confirmed the plane was carrying lithium ion batteries because they've been known to explode, even though it's rare. So there was a fire blamed on those batteries that caused a fatal crash of a UPS cargo plane in Dubai. And now there's another theory they're throwing out there that could that be what happened? Was it the batteries on the that were on the craft that caused that? Could that have caused the fire? And they say that the batteries are routine cargo and they're not dangerous goods. And they were some small batteries, not big batteries. And now it's all about the satellites and what they're picking up. And is it, you know, the disappearing off the radar? Could it have made it to the southern Indian Ocean, or what happened there? The objects are for sure out there. But is it a credible sighting or not? And, you know, so which is it with this? And who's running the search? The Australians are in charge of their area. The Malaysians are in control overall. And it's pretty problematic. And when, at what point do these other nations say, yeah, okay, we can't help you anymore? We can't just keep hanging around out here. We got to go in. We can't do this. We got to go in. So, because we're burning money right and left and we want to help, but they can't help indefinitely. The United States can't help indefinitely. All right, and quickly, too, in Washington, this is terrible, this landslide. 8 people dead, a dozen people unaccounted for at this point. Over the weekend, they were yelling help. Some of them were heard to be yelling help in a rural Washington area that's just north of Seattle. It's what happened was an area that was saturated with rain. It looked like half of the mountain washed down on top of the people because it tore away and created a mudslide. Tremendously fast, boom, and before they knew it, the mud flow is, when it comes down, it's like quicksand. The landslide is 15 feet deep in some places, so that's pretty tough. They tried to dig through the mud and rubble and all that stuff. They could hear survivors crying for help underneath the debris. They heard voices, and they considered trying to reach the survivor or survivors, but the mud was too thick and deep. They couldn't do it. Even when they had ropes wrapped around them, it was so dangerous because, imagine this, they're getting sucked into it and they're up to their armpits. Oh, boy, you feel for them because you know that they want desperately to try to reach somebody. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we have R.J. Bell talking a little March Madness.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
And if you're filling out a bracket, I think everyone I bumped into keeps asking me for tips of all people about how to win $1 billion. So who better than our pal RJ Bell from pregame.com to pop on with us and chat about it. Hey, RJ, how you been?
Great. You know, this is, I always enjoy this time of year because I get to connect, you know, for the Super Bowl, for March Madness, with some of my longtime radio favorites, Kate. And we've been doing this now, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. Unbelievable. You know, people are talking about the number ones, Florida, Arizona, Wichita State, Virginia. And some people think that perhaps Villanova got ripped off. And initially I thought that, but upon review, I've changed my mind and I think they got it right with the number one. What do you think?
You know, from a Vegas perspective, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. When I look at, and that's what kind of makes it different for me, is I'm thinking, how do I make money? That's how Vegas thinks. That's how I'm thinking. And, you know, I can be a fan, too. And for me, I'm not a huge college basketball fan. I think some of the rule changes this year, especially, you know, the whole NCAA, it's just, there's so much hypocrisy there that it's hard to be a hardcore fan. I'm a huge Steeler fan. I love the NFL, and I really root with my heart in that case. But when it comes to March Madness, it's about the dollars. I look at Villanova. They're 30-1 right now in Vegas. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 teams have better odds to win the title than Villanova. So I think, you know, that kind of gives you the Vegas perspective on Villanova.
Yeah, and breaking this down, of course, as you know, and looking at brackets and trying to pick winners, where's your best chance at finding the upsets and what seeds?
This is the best advice I can give. Let Vegas lead the way. Right now, you go to pregame.com, you click odds, you can see the odds on every game. Vegas is telling you Team A is favored by X over Team B. Why not use that? If you say, hey, I'm going to have one number 12 seed or two number 12s advance in the first round, why not see which one's getting 8 points and which one's getting 2 points? Because we know the team getting 2 points is going to have a much better chance of winning if you're only plus two versus if you're plus eight, you know, if you're a bigger underdog. So let me give you two examples. The number 9 seed Pitt is favored by 5.5 over Colorado. If you're not a bettor, you might not know that. So no matter if you're going to make a bet or not, go check the odds and say, wait a minute, Vegas, the sharpest of the sharp, is already saying Pitt's a clearly better team. Why wouldn't I pick the worst seed that's the better team? There's a second example of that. Oklahoma State, a 9 seed, is favored by 2.5 over Gonzaga. So let Vegas lead the way, either by having the worst seed be favored in two cases, or by seeing which, hey, listen, maybe you want to do a 15 seed. You really want to take a chance. Find out which one is the smallest underdog and let that guide the way.
You're right. Great advice to do that, to check it out. And you can check out all the lines. As RJ said, go to pregame.com. For this tournament, I mean, it's huge from the betting perspective. How much is wagered, you know, estimated on this NCAA tournament?
Because most of the betting and worldwide, the estimate is 99% of it happens outside of Vegas, and most of that is not regulated, we can only estimate. But by the best estimates possible, there's more money bet on March Madness, on the NCAA tournament, than the Super Bowl. Now, Super Bowl is just one game, and the NCAA tournament's multiple games, but still, that Super Bowl is the biggest one-day event in American sports, and the fact that the NCAA tournament in aggregate combined is bigger really is a strong statement. We estimate, and again, it's an estimate, $12 billion with a B is bet worldwide on the NCAA tournament, and we estimate over 100 million people will take part in bracket contests.
Wow, 100 million people. And I said this when I introduced you. People are, Warren Buffett just, you know, it was like chumming the waters when he threw out that $1 billion thing. So I think even more people are going to jump on this. But what are the odds of the perfect bracket? Not really great.
Oh, my gosh, this is some fun stuff. Just lean back, Kate. I'm going to do about 60, 70 seconds here. You relax. Here's the odds. 9.2 quintillion to 1 is the possible number of brackets. Now, what's quintillion? Because I got to be honest, I didn't know what it was before I did this math. It's the number 9 followed by 18 zeros. 18 zeros. It's 9 trillion times a million. It's a million times bigger than 9 trillion. Now, let's quantify that in a couple different ways. If everyone on the planet each filled out a bracket randomly, the odds are over 1 billion to 1 against anyone having a perfect bracket. If one bracket were filled out per second, boom, 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 it would take 292 billion years to fill out all possible brackets. By the way, that's 20 times longer than the universe has existed. If everyone on Earth filled out one bracket per second, everyone on Earth, 7 billion brackets a second, it would take 42 years to fill out every possible bracket. I think it gives you an idea that 9.2 quintillion is a massive number.
That is a massive number. So having said all that, which is a crazy math, do you think somebody wins this? Do you think so?
I'm going to bet you dinner next time you're in Vegas, Kate. I'm taking the no. I get the no.
And all right, here's I'm taking the yes.
I'm going to lay odds for you. I'll take hot dogs, and if you win, I'll buy you steak. So I'm actually laying odds.
I love that. Oh, that's crazy. So we're still going to do it anyway. People are still going to be hustled up and hustled into it. And then the people that normally will bet on this will go for it. And when you do the Vegas thing, is it better to, I mean, you know, there's parlays, there's all kinds of things. Is it better to parlay some of this or no, just go straight games?
The average bettor, the casual guy, the recreational guy, he wants to bet a little bit to win a lot. And because of the sports books, Vegas knows that they charge you a premium. It's almost like a lottery premium. Even though you might win $100 million in the lottery, it's such a bad bet relative to, let's say, a Vegas bet, because sometimes they hold like 50% of the lottery money. But if you're just laying 11 to 10 in football, you know, bet 11 to win 10, they're only holding less than 5%. So when you do play a 5-team or a 10-team or for that big payoff, you're paying a bigger premium, and thus it's mathematically a worse bet.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Are there certain trends you see, because you're the best at this, in looking at these trends, as you get closer and closer, right, it gets easier when you get to Sweet 16, Elite 8, that kind of thing, because it's not so much upsets, right, then? There are certain trends?
Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. How far is the number one's going to go? Because that's really important, because they have the best chance to win it all. I mean, mathematically, that's certainly the case. And number two, what is the ceiling each round where a team worse than a certain seed just doesn't historically get there? Because remember, we can go all the way back to 1985 that we've had a 64-team tournament. And even though we have these playing games now, it's still functionally a 64-team tournament once it gets to Thursday. So let's look at the number ones. Most people know they've never lost in the first round. They've had 116 games in the modern era. They've lost zero. But also in the second round, they advance to the Sweet 16 88% of the time. So you want to be very conservative and rarely have a number one lose even before the Sweet 16. But here's the thing. 71% of number one seeds make it to the Elite Eight. So really, you want to have three out of four most of the time make it to the Elite Eight. Here's where you need to pivot, though, is if you look at making the Final Four, advance exactly one or two number one seeds. The Final Four has included exactly one or two number one seeds 23 of 29 years. So only 6 of 29 years has there ever been something different than 1 or 2. So if you advance 3, if you advance 4, like a lot of people do, they like the chalk, you're just really bucking history. So that's the way to approach the number ones. The way to approach the ceiling is realize each round, historically, a certain seed or worse just doesn't make it. And I could go down the list, but there's a lot of permutations. I'll give you the biggest and most important. For 25 straight years, the champion has been a 4 seed or better. So you know when you're picking that champion, it better be a 4 seed or better, or you're bucking a quarter century of history. Plus, at the website, at pregame.com, we have 14 of these rules that tell you exactly what to do in each round.
Yeah, so that's great advice. Go there, you can see the odds, see all that stuff, absolutely. I lived in Vegas, and it seemed like to me when I lived there, RJ, that I was like you. I was all about football, and I wasn't as into college hoops, definitely not during the regular season and until March Madness. But it seemed like a lot of people did come in for the tournament, you know, to make bets any time during the tournament. If there was a lot of hoopla, the biggest time, Super Bowl time. But does it feel like that to you?
So the listeners are saying, that's a professional host. Hoopla. See? You get it? That's strong. Here's what I would say is it's almost gotten so big that there's been a backlash, because it has become, up until recently, a pilgrimage. Is you got the 27-year-old guy, he doesn't see his college buddies quite as much as he used to. They go out on Thursday, they get the lawn chairs, they camp out to get a seat at the sports book. Remember, it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday here, so they're there at 6 a.m. waiting for a seat, starting to make their bets. What's happened is it's gotten so big that there has been that backlash, and a lot of people now come for the conference tournaments. So even the prior week here has been huge, because there's been such a spillover from March Madness. But even so, this is unlike any other time. Because even during the NFL, it's one game on Sunday, you know, maybe even Saturday and Sunday during the playoffs, you know, when there's the multiple days. But really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from morning till night, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I agree. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check it out. Thanks, RJ, as always.
Always fun with you, Kate.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check this out. Retail food prices for everything from meat to vegetables are expected to jump up as much as 3.5% this year. You know, that's the biggest increase in 3 years. And why do you think that is? Drought. Look around you. Do you see a drought? It is killing crops. I saw another thing today about limes. Limes, for a case of limes, normally $14 up to $70. Some restaurants, when you get that Tecate or Mexican beer, aren't giving you a lime unless you want to pay for your little slice of lime. So how about that? Sad news from the Homeland series, a series that I happen to love and watch, and an actor on it. James Rebhorn is, or Rebhorn his name is dead at the age of 65, skin cancer. He's a veteran kind of character actor who was played the father of Carrie Bradshaw, the lead character on that show. And he was a guy whose face you would recognize. He appeared in Independence Day and Scent of a Woman and Seinfeld, to name a few. So It was reported that he had died of with his family around him, skin cancer. The sad culprit, 65 years old, appeared in more than 100 television shows. Wow. 100 television shows. That's a lot. And he, again, had that face that if you saw it, you would recognize him for sure. Let's move on to dollars and cents, because that's what this is all about, right? We can count. And let's talk about agreements. An agreement for 1 year, $16 million, and it's an extension. Who could possibly have gotten that kind of an agreement? Well, David Ortiz, Big Papi, the Boston Red Sox slugger. 1 year, $16 million through 2015. He had a huge 2013 where he hit 309. He had 30 home runs and 103 RBI. Played in 137 regular season games. So, you know, you end up winning the World Series. You come back for another year. Especially he is so identified, I think, with the Boston fans. So probably a smart move there. Must be nice to get a $16 million extension. Like I said, he is the face of, he's one of the faces anyway, of the Boston Red Sox. Since we're on sports for a second, and we're always talking about money when it comes to sports, this is a shocker. The Philadelphia Eagles say bye-bye to Michael Vick. He goes to the Jets. The Jets are also interested in wide receiver DeSean Jackson from Philly. He could be made available because he's got a $10.25 million contract for the 2014 season. So that's a pretty big price. He's signed through 2016. New York needs a deep threat. They released San Antonio Holmes. He would probably be a good fit, and he's only 27 years old. I'm stunned that the Eagles couldn't hang on to him. I think that's going to be horrible for them. But I bet he ends up with the Jets because they could probably afford that. And Michael Vick is part of that team now, too. So there you go. That that price tag wouldn't be impossible for them and would fit with their needs. It's always brutal when you see one of your best players, as I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan, just flying off, flying away. All right, let's move on to this one. This is interesting because, you know, we talk about what stress is linked to, and I happen to see a story on this. They're saying now that stress in this new study could also be linked to infertility. So women who had high levels of a biomarker for stress took 29% longer to become pregnant compared to those with a lower level. And this was produced in a pretty prestigious journal just last week. And they say that, you know, that may be part of the problem because of what's now happening in this study focused on with stress levels. It's focused on women 18 to 40. And, boy, you think, who doesn't have stress in their life? I mean, isn't the common factor working too much, stressed out? I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody in my daily day tell me, for whatever reason, whatever it is they do, that they're stressed out about something. So I think it's pretty common. Ed Snowden, just the other week, spoke out. He was speaking to someone at the Austin South by Southwest Festival, and it made huge news. Well, now the House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Rogers said on Sunday that the National Security Agency contractor, Ed Snowden, is actually supporting, in an odd way, the brutality and expansionism of Russia, and that he needs to understand that this isn't correct. So, as I said, Snowden was recently part of South by Southwest, and here's your number. He says he has at least 1.5 million pieces of intelligence that he could release, things that have happened that he doesn't, Snowden, that he doesn't think are right, that could be exposed in the next couple of years. Wonder what the next shoe will be that drops. I think now we're just desensitized to it. Oh, really? They're spying on us? Yeah. I mean, I hope not, because we should be diligent. So anyway, Rogers was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he says that Snowden is under the influence of Russian intelligence services. Hmm. Well, he did get asylum there, and there's no way. I said that last week, that what do you think is happening now with Snowden and Russia? There's no way that Putin doesn't want him to release as much information as he can, even though he said he would never do that before. I think that equation has turned around, given the recent situation in the Ukraine, as probably being one of the big reasons why that has happened. Have you paid your taxes? If you haven't, tick, 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 you know that we're getting closer to tax day. You know, it's never a popular day, I think, with anyone. It's funny, even if they get money back. In fact, there's money that's out there that's left that the government still has that people can claim from 2010. And I hope people that have money left out there go and claim it, because the last thing you want to do is leave it with the government. But I just saw a list of tax breaks and things that you can do and things that you can look at. And like I said, we're getting closer and closer to the day. So what are some of the things that you can do for the tax breaks? And one of them, I think one of the things that you can certainly look at is education and make sure that you subtract that. They say that there's probably 10 million people plus that don't take the education credit that they could take, meaning write off interest on those student loans. So make sure you do that. And also, of course, the other thing is if you've got an IRA, whatever the contribution is to that, you can, a standard IRA, not a 401k, you can write that off up to, depending on your age, $5,500 a year. So there's some pretty big numbers for you, just in case you're waiting to the tail end of the time period to file those taxes. Good luck with all that. Remember, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.